What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of
A. I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast.
I can't do that anymore.
A little bit after 5, if your ear holes are sucking us in live.
I love Satan!
Yeah, if it isn't that time you're listening to us, maybe as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Apple Podcasting App, Stitcher.
Ooh,
your,
yes.
Your favorite podcasting application all over the fucking place.
Oui, oui.
Or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
Anal.
However you're listening.
He practiced that, too.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object. Masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
You think he was at home shaving in the mirror and oral, anal, sadomasochistic abuse.
You know, just think about if he had like kabuki like theater movements with this amazing text. I mean, it would be just stupendous.
Well, yeah.
And insane. You know, it feels like he should have hand gestures.
I believe he just sat there reading it and looking up every once in a while.
Was there a sign language interpreter?
No, looking up every once in a while to make sure that everybody was like listening to him, like oral, anal. And then he would look up like, is everyone listening to me?
Are we sure? We're fucking sure there's no sign language interpreter on camera anywhere for this guy, because that shit would be amazing, man.
Sadomasochistic abuse. Oral. Anal. Penetration.
Kabuki theater is a type of
PR. What is it? Listeners are well educated.
Well,
theater is.
Okay. What is it then? I mean, I've seen it.
Japanese form of stylized dance / movement / chant singing, music, drums, and
are you reading from Wikipedia from your heads up display?
Your
heads up display in your fucking eyeballs.
I'm looking straight at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Okay. Woo!
Right.
God, it's awesome.
And I'm sure I'll get an email or something with the actual definition of kabuki. Actually, kabuki is, which is awesome. I like learning shit.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Thanks for joining us. Chat with us on social media during the show or anytime at the Twitter Crab Diving, or we're on the Facebook, we're on your Instagram, we're all over the place.
Right.
Or you could buy shit.
You know,
are you doing your Doc Burkhart imitation?
No. I was about to add on to something you said.
The Jew stream media.
Thank the mainstream media for minimizing Kobe Bryant's sexual assault charges from 2017. I'm sorry. I mean, we can be sad. It's horrible he's dead, and it's horrible all those people died in that fucking helicopter. I think we should get rid of these helicopters. They are fucking horrible. I mean, you know, it's just horrible what happened. But the media...
Even more fun in Ryan Land.
Oh, no one's in a having a helicopter.
Grounded.
Oh, boy.
What about airplanes?
You know, if you imagine you're in a helicopter and it just...
What about airplanes?
I hate flying.
Are you allowing airplanes or are you...
Oh, look on my computer. I have something called Skype. Isn't that interesting?
So Pfeifferland is banning airplanes?
Hi, I'm on Skype. I didn't have to go anywhere. I see you. I see you
but
there.
But what if I want to go to Italy? What am I going to take a boat?
Well, you know, no, you put on your VR shit and you're in Italy. You're not going to know the fucking difference.
VR shit.
So what? You'll get it. You'll have it. Come on.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines, y'all.
Yes.
And thanks for those that buy shit through our Amazon link, right. crabdiving.com/Amazon. And thanks. We love you long time.
I mean, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, referred to Kobe Bryant as a hero or something like that. And all I'm saying is, you know, let's not, it's revisionist history. He did, okay, why do we have to explain, this is a weird thing to have to talk about. Because
well, he did a lot of good charity shit, and that doesn't diminish the rape allegations.
Right. I just think about,
but
if I'm his victim, I'm listening to this mayor of Los Angeles refer to the guy that sexually assaulted me as a fucking hero. That's nuts.
Thank you, 25-pound dog.
Right.
Supposed to be 15.
Oh, jeez.
Got weighed yesterday.
You liar. Well, the dog didn't 20, lie.
24 pounds.
That's
actually
a big dog. It's like, no,
24 and change.
We were talking about it earlier. Crab diving offline. Yeah, fucking
happens.
Conversation. She's like a Jack Russell, but on steroids.
Right.
She really is. She's like a roided up Jack Russell.
The headline over at the Kami Pinko Liberal Huff Post.
From a sitting position, I watched this dog leap over my mother's couch at the birthday celebration yesterday. Over the couch.
From the backside.
From the backside of the couch.
Right.
And the dog didn't look tired or winded. That dog never...
Well, that was standing. Yeah, standing jump. You said.
I've never seen this dog tired.
She's got the landings, like you said, are maybe where she is less than gazelle-like
right.
grace.
She's taking your ass out.
But,
I mean, that's the thing.
But she can launch like a motherfucker.
I mean, one time she jumped at me. She put her mouth on my wrist, and she actually pulled me down a little bit. And I was like, God damn, am I a gazelle for real? Fuck.
I saw this earlier, and I'm trying to find the actual audio of it now. You know, one of the president's toadies, speaking in front of the Senate,
right,
is Mr. Come on the Dress himself, Ken Starr. I thought you were gonna say me.
Ooh.
Hi. This is Ken's. I don't think it's trending right now, but Ken Starr was trending earlier, and it's what the headline is over at the HuffPo.
Yes,
the HuffPo says, "Holy chutzpah!"
God,
holy chutzpah! Ken Starr claims, and then here, listen to what he. This is dazzling.
Holy chutzpah! That's like a
Yiddish term.
No, it's not that. It's like a Batman joke from
Holy chutzpah, Batman.
But can you think of anything better?
But who's the bad guy?
I don't know. I just think to me it's I would describe this as lazy fucking writing. Lazy, lazy, lazy.
Oh.
Right?
It's circumcision, man. Holy chutzpah, Batman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What superpower would that guy have?
He can circumcise you from several feet away.
With like his, you know, how Superman has those laser eyeballs,
right?
Can Cyclops has such good control of his laser, he can take your foreskin off.
Yeah, I understand that. When the X-Men broke up, he went to somewhere in Idaho and opened up a practice.
He's Cyclops is like, listen, stand still. And I'm not fucking kidding.
He's actually doing like vaginal rejuvenation. Oh, he went to Hollywood. Yeah. And he's doing
reshaping labia.
And...
bzz, bzz. you need a labia doing, made of adamantium.
Oh, yeah. Doing some topiary when the pubes down there. With the,
oh, yes.
With the laser, lasering the hair out.
Well, Wolverine always regenerates, right? Like, he can't die.
Well, not accurate, but yeah.
You know, and also, can we just take... I am ruining the show right now, so I'm sorry. But that last X-Men where Hugh Jackman and number one, Picard,
well, but that was not died. X-Men. That was that was Logan. Spoiler alert.
Well, okay, whatever. It's still in the Marvel's universe,
well,
right?
Right, but it wasn't an X-Men.
You know what I want to say in oh, God. I am excluding Joaquin Phoenix because, dude, what you did in that fucking Joker shit was fucking insane. That was great. It's terrifying. But, like, after that Logan shit, there's not going to be, you're not going to have any kind of superhero movie acted like that. I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking care.
Well, it was a different kind of movie. And there's, I guess, Picard is getting pretty good reviews, too, from what I'm seeing.
Why?
So, with Patrick Stewart.
Was anyone in Logan nominated for a fucking Oscar?
Why wasn't?
Was anyone? I don't even know.
I wouldn't. Probably not.
Why?
I don't know if there's a lot of that going on for superhero movies.
God, because if I'm Patrick Stewart, I would be like, fuck you. I'm so much better than you guys. I want a fucking Oscar. Playing in a goddamn superhero, you fucking losers.
What a fucking Oscar.
That's what my speech would be if
Where's
I had one
my
with
fucking
Luke.
Oscar?
I'm better than you!
Him
and Michael
McKellen's
Caine.
Waving his around. It's quite annoying.
Michael Caine's like, where's me Oscar for Batman?
No, he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't fucking care about that
He's
shit.
He's got one and lots of money.
I'm buying ridiculous art.
Michael Caine gives zero fucks.
Have, like, fuck tons of art or something like that.
Is that what he does with his dough? I'm not.
You told me
aware.
That. You told me that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No. You did because.
Maybe it was a long time ago. I did read a biography of him quite a ways back.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know anybody else that's read that biography, so you had to have told me that.
Well, then.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Apparently, I've made room for other data.
My brothers are listening. Have you guys read Michael Caine's biography?
Okay.
I'm just asking them. I thought they might tweet in or something.
We've got.
I can't believe
I'm actually having some computer.
That fucking painting, here. Jason. That painting you got us that's hanging in the studio is just. It's fucking ridiculous. We can't describe it.
Well, just do that because I'm having some computer issues.
Oh, really? Should I really describe it? Well, my brother got us a painting.
Plus, we're doing radio, so you tell people.
No, I know, but like, he got us a painting from some fucking thrift store, and he put little beady eyeballs on it, like eyeballs that.
Right, he and your mother.
Oh, my mom helped.
I think it was a joint. This. Joint,
really?
Maybe.
Yes. Well, it's good shit. It's very funny.
It's
Thank
very,
you.
Very quite funny.
Right. Right.
I'm still having.
Oh, is it not
issues.
Working? Well, you know.
Well, this weird thing opened up.
Yes.
That I never open up, and it kind of takes over the. It, anyway.
Yeah, I you know what? In
screen, it's
I am,
a pain in the dick.
I'm not. I thought there was some news about this Gwyneth Paltrow goop vagina candle shit over the weekend. Was there not? I saw you showed me something or some kind of like.
Oh, no, that was just a picture. They did a story about this. It's Goop Labs or something like that. And it's woo. It's all just crap. It's all bollocks. It's all bullshit.
But they must have a lab somewhere. I mean, someone has a lab where you're trying to figure out like how to make a candle sound like that. You know, I mean, smell like that.
Oh, this sounds like my vagina.
Ooh, woo, woo, woo.
Oh, what the hell? Where have you been?
Nah, you know, that's from Westerns.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I found it. I got working? Back.
We don't want to talk about this.
We're back.
Right.
Oh, it was just a picture of some event she had been at in the past with a big giant vagina on the wall.
Oh, dude.
That's all it was.
But wait, there's an episode on Netflix.
What was the story?
About this.
About?
The making of that candle or some shit like that. I just saw.
Oh, well, it'd be better if it was on Amazon at crabdiving.com.
Oh, that's right.
Amazon.
All right.
I think you can watch CBS All Access through if you have you I think you might have to pay for it, but you can go through Amazon Prime.
You imagine you got to pay to watch Gwyneth Paltrow's show about her fucking.
I think that's
shit.
A different one.
Gwyneth
she sells bullshit. That's free.
Gwyneth Paltrow, by the way, has a motherfucking what? Has a what? Has a what? Has a what? Has a what?
She has a whole bunch of things.
She has an Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, Patrick Stewart. Yeah. You got an Oscar? Does he?
And that was the year, I don't remember, but there were 2 years where it was just horrific.
Oh, it was...
When Judi Dench lost, and then when Cate Blanchett lost, back-to-back years to Gwyneth Paltrow... And, what's her name from Mad About You?
Oh, man, you know, God, if I'm Judi Dench.
Mad About You.
Oh, I don't know.
My point exactly. A fine actor, but geez.
Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean,
from Twister.
Yeah, she was good, yeah. But man, I don't know an Oscar for that.
Wait, did Gwyneth Paltrow beat out, Cate Blanchett?
I think
and,
so.
And wait.
And Helen Hunt
beat
took
out Judi Dench.
Judi Dench.
That is fucked up. Yeah. God.
Especially the
that's so stupid.
And they weren't even like gift nominations for like a whole career. Cate Blanchett in was it Catherine? Was she
yeah.
Catherine the
yes.
Great or
yes.
whatever?
She,
or,
no, she
no,
played
no.
Catherine.
Elizabeth.
Okay.
So and
one of those broads from the medieval
was
times.
Was amazing. It
yes.
was incredible. And Judi Dench, of course. Was
Judi Dench was fine. She was wonderful. And who beat Judi Dench?
Helen Hunt.
Oh, could you imagine? Hi,
I mean,
Judi.
That year, I think Judi's been up a couple times. But
imagine Judi Dench.
She has one now, right?
Judi Dench is at the Oscars, and she's like, wait, who did they say? Who won? I don't even know who that is. I'm sorry, Judi, you lost.
She's got a supporting right now, right?
Right.
Isn't she?
Who in the fuck is Helen Hunt? That's exactly what she said. I think that's what she was quoted as saying. That was
well,
her reaction.
They may have known each other.
Who the fuck is Helen Hunt?
They may have known each other.
God. I remember the speech. Oh, God. The Oscars are all, I could talk about this for hours because the Oscars are just
Ken
always
Starr
had, so
had
fucking weird.
To say that, it was a headline. So at some point.
Well, okay. Do you remember when Michael Caine won that one year for something and he said, like, he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor alongside the great Haley Joel Osment from Home Alone.
Which was a fine performance.
Yes.
No, for
whatever. Who fucking cares? Some dumb fucking movie, right? Sixth Sense. I don't know if you're dead. Or, I hate that shit.
Spoiler alert.
Right. Anyway, he was like, oh, and Haley. And Michael Caine won. And in his speech, he graciously gave shout outs to all his fellow nominees. And for Haley Joel Osment, he was like, oh, Haley. I'm so excited to see what the future has in store for you.
Mm.
Like, well,
creepy.
Yep.
The 7-time nominee, Judi Dench.
Right. I'm done talking about the Oscars.
She won Best Supporting Actress.
Right.
But for Shakespeare in Love.
I
mean. A good
with
movie, a fun movie, but that was when Gwyneth Paltrow won.
Yeah, but who was in that? That was the bad one of those brothers. The one, the lesser of the brothers.
Fiennes. Joseph
much
Fiennes.
Lesser of the brothers.
No, he's not. He's in...
Joseph Fiennes.
Yeah, he's in Handmaid's Tale. He's not bad.
Oh, he's in... We saw him in
I mean, he
something
wasn't
that he
Oscar-worthy in oh, that, but...
You're right. I'm sorry.
That was a fucking travesty.
Joseph, if you listen to this show and share it with your friends and everything, I hope I'm not fucking that up right now.
We just lost the Joe Fiennes brigade.
But there's some show we watched, and Jesus fucking Christ, he was horrendous. And it's like,
I remember.
Did Rafe, whatever the fuck, you ever sit you down and talk to you?
She's 85, Judi Dench.
Oh, really?
Single.
You think Alec Baldwin ever watches his brother's act and he's like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, what the fuck? Did you not learn anything from what I did? Or, God, you guys suck. You think that's what he says?
Possibly. Probably thinks it. Ken Starr.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit.
Is in the news. Yes. There are some impeachment proceedings going on.
Yay.
And in a really amazingly dazzling display of hypocrisy, I guess.
Yes.
Listen to Ken Starr, what he said defending Donald Trump.
And significantly, in this particular juncture in America's history, the Senate is being called to sit as the high court of impeachment all too frequently. Indeed, we are living in what I think can aptly be described as the age of impeachment.
What the fuck?
Ken Starr, who impeached a president for a blowjob.
Well,
for lying about the blowjob.
Yeah, I mean, and I just, I'm sorry, but the stakes with this are higher. I'm trying to remember the whole come-on-the-dress fiasco.
Impeached?
But wait, hold on a second. Was Clinton selling out our country to the Russians?
I don't think so.
Was he trying to beat his opponent by pressuring the guy running Ukraine, say, hey, listen, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to let Russia take your fucking country over, dickhead.
I don't know. Those Clinton hit squads might have been out by that point already.
Was Bill Clinton like, hey, let's go take her out? Jeez.
So, yeah, there you go. Ken Starr.
Yes.
The headline says, a star slams the age of impeachment. Ken Starr.
God. Jeez, guys.
We're in the age of... he's arguing that Congress tries to impeach presidents too often.
What? No. Hey, listen. I agree in a way, right? He's right. It's once is too often. That means if someone's being impeached, bad shit went down, right? There's nothing good about what's going on, right? So I agree. This is too often. I wish we didn't have to do it. But I don't think that's what he means.
Starr conducted a years long investigation into President Bill Clinton as an independent counsel appointed by the Justice Department.
Oh, God.
And he concluded in 1998 that Clinton should be impeached for lying under oath about his affair with a White House intern.
You know, Ken Starr, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on the podcasting app, available on Stitcher, available on Spotify, do you know that, like, history will see you as a tremendous, like, fucking douchebag, right? Most likely. I mean, God, do you remember when
Do any of these guys care? I mean,
No, I don't know.
Would that ever enter Mitch McConnell's evil, nasty little demon butt juice slime brain?
You know, I think what we should probably think of. I'm just trying to, if a doctor ever diagnosed someone, you've got butt juice on the brain, I'm sorry. You're just going to be tremendous.
Butt juice slime.
Yes, it's going to be horrible on your personality. Do you remember when Ken Starr used to show up every day with Starbucks in his hand? Every fucking day. Or not with his little Starbucks.
Pictures, yeah.
Starbucks fucking thermos. Oh, you fucking douche. He just looked like a fucking yuppie douche. Fuck you, man. Little Starbucks thermos.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay. Yes.
HuffPost.
Right. Huff this, baby.
Let's see what the Drudge Report is reporting.
Yes.
God, they're way turgid over at the Drudge Report,
right,
over this virus.
Oh, they're hard.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
hard for coronavirus.
Oh my God, they're leaking.
Let me ask you something. It's very frustrating. Is it corona? Is it coronavirus? Mm-hmm. One word, or it's just coronavirus?
I believe it's one word.
Okay.
But it's
coronavirus is one word.
Virus, yeah.
Okay, great.
U.S. State Department today warned against visiting China.
China.
Said Americans should not travel to the Hubei province.
Right.
Given that the province's city of Wuhan
is
ground zero for a new deadly coronavirus.
That's a large part of China, Pat.
State Department has already ordered the departure of all non-emergency U.S. personnel and family members from the province.
Right.
And the U.S. government has, quote, limited ability to provide emergency services to its citizens there. So, in other words, if you're in China, you're fucked. You're on your own. Get out. If you're an American.
God. Wuhan. Do you think, let me ask you something. The NPR journalist that Mike Pompeo yelled at from NPR.
Yes.
Do you think that journalist would be able to find the Wuhan province on a map?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, what about Pompeo?
No.
Fuck no. What about Trump? Come on.
I would say China. I want to see him point to China.
Oh, fuck no. He can. That's. He'd be able to name. Okay. Is something fucked up?
I think it's our headphones are a little fucky.
Fuck you, Chris. Yeah, but like, okay. Trump could name. He could name Australia, right? He could find Australia on a map.
I think that's probably safe the U.S. to say.
U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Florida, do you think he could find?
Sure. It looks like a dick. And that's where Mar-a-Lago is.
Spain.
Never.
Come on!
No.
Fuck you!
No.
Our president can't find Spain.
No. He would point to Europe, maybe. I might give him that, but...
Okay. India.
It's pretty big. He might be able to get it with those tiny little fingers by accident.
He won't. India, though. India's huge. It's a big country.
I think he might point to Africa.
Right.
And say that all of Africa is India.
I mean, and some people would say, just based on the news, and maybe he could find Iran.
No way.
God!
There is no way he's finding anything in the Middle East.
Okay, Obama. Obama find Iran?
Absolutely.
Okay, I agree with you. Wuhan.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, that's a little bit narrow.
I think he knows all that
shit. He might, but I don't know. That's
Obama reads a packet on China. Like a briefing or something.
There's so many provinces and shit. You might not know exactly what's happening in every little...
Well,
small province. You might not know the name. He might.
Could Obama find Idaho on a map?
Sure.
Could you?
Of course.
Yes. Fuck yes.
You don't think I would?
No. I'm just saying I can too. Shelby, what about you?
What about Vermont?
Fuck no. No way. Not Obama, not anybody. No, Obama. But Obama would find all that shit.
So there you go. We're all doomed, and we're all going to die from the coronavirus.
Yep. Well, hey, listen. Is everybody at the CDC looking into this? Or
how great we're all going to our doom with Trump at the helm.
You know, it's so funny.
Spectacular. I feel so much better.
You know, here's how we know it's racism. All these fuckers that love the Republicans and love them, like, slashing all this funding and shit. When the coronavirus hits and nothing works, we can't prevent it. The CDC is fucked. Everything's fucked up because it's a bunch of fucking privatizing motherfucker and GOP assholes in charge. And everything's fucked and we all die from this shit. Then they'll like, I should have voted for Hillary at that point. At that point, when they're choking to death from the coronavirus.
I don't think there's any guarantee.
What? Come on.
They'll just probably believe that Hillary would have brought us here quicker. Remember, we were going to be in a war by now if Hillary was elected.
Can Trump find Mexico?
I might give him that one.
Why? Because
he knows about the... Well, because
he, he
spanks it to the wall. Oh, the yeah. thought of the wall.
And there's probably like graphics that like he's looked at right, to show right. how the wall
and
actually
Texas is
borders.
Right here, and therefore Mexico is right up against it. So I think he'll, yeah, I think he would get that.
Okay. Okay.
Uruguay.
I mean, you know, no. North Korea. Trump. North Korea.
No way.
Obama.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't you miss that.
So those are your headlines.
Yes.
Everyone. There is a impeachment proceeding.
Ooh.
And it gets more interestinger and interestinger because just when we thought, I mean, we still know probably what the ultimate outcome is going to be. But maybe there's a tiny sliver of maybe not, because now this shit about Michael Bolton over the weekend, right. I guess there was a...
not Michael Bolton.
I said Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton. God, I wish.
How am I supposed to live without you?
I honestly, I would rather have Michael Bolton as your NSA. I mean,
oh, sure.
He has, I think he has, I like his moral compass better than John Bolton's, I think, right?
So over the weekend, it came out that the New York Times got yes. some early drafts from Bolton's book outline.
Right.
In which it states that, in fact, shocker.
Yes.
Trump did tie withholding Ukraine aid to the announcement that it would investigate Biden.
There you
therefore, go. Therefore, quid pro quo.
Well, that's proof, right?
Well,
isn't that proof?
Care.
No, it's proof.
Sure.
We're all done.
So what?
All these Republicans are going to vote. They're going to remove
even
this
if he
guy.
Did, it's not impeachable.
And then what'll happen? The country
even
will say, you
did,
know what?
It's not impeachable.
You know what? Mike Pence knew about this. He is culpable. We are going to impeach this guy. We're going to remove him. And we're going to be fine with Nancy Pelosi being our president.
I was just squeegeeing the president's anus with my tongue.
Congratulations, Lindsay. you know, if this all goes bad, I'm going to make a prediction that you will throw up in your mouth upon hearing.
Lindsay, prediction's going to make me throw up?
Lindsey Graham. SCOTUS. I swear to God.
I think no. Not on anybody's short
yeah.
list.
Fuck yeah.
Rudy.
Come on.
Would that be great?
Jesus. God, I mean, he would. No one on the SCOTUS has a weirder face than come on.
No, yeah, yeah, right.
Rudy,
that one
looks crazy, dude. I mean,
so Trump, of course, is denying Bolton's. Now it's just he's saying he's lying.
Right. Yeah.
Trump's denying Bolton's reported account.
Right.
On Twitter, of course, he insisted I never told Bolton the Ukraine aid was tied to investigations into Democrats.
You know, I want to make just a very, very important point. We can never forget that our president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who was supposed to be head of Trump's cybersecurity.
Still is.
Oh, good. Somehow he asshole dialed a fucking journalist.
Right.
And then spoke about information pertaining to some client's case. He actually read information about one of his clients into the goddamn voicemail of a journalist for the New York fucking Times. And that's crazy. That's our president's fucking lawyer. There's nobody with any judgment.
So that came out. Trump was like, it's bullshit. And there are a couple different stories about it. One is that there are a lot of Republicans that are pissed off, the senators, because they found out that Trump had a hold of this outline or whatever over a month ago.
Yes.
And didn't let them know. Didn't say, hey, guys, heads up, Lindsay. Lindsay, lift your head up for a minute and look me in the eye like you tell me you love me.
Lindsay, I have lockjaw. I need an Advil.
And, but yeah, so Trump had that information, and now these senators are left looking even more so like assholes, because now there's even more pressure upon them to have witnesses.
God, you know,
70% of the country, country,
right,
wants to have witnesses. You got to have witnesses in a trial.
I mean, you know, I the Republicans just don't come off looking smart or in any of this. I mean, they are getting played by Donald Trump.
Yeah. They're getting broken bottle fucked by Donald Trump.
And this guy's a fucking moron.
After he threatened them, allegedly, and bribed them with RNC money.
Yeah.
Shower them with money for their reelections.
And these goddamn people in the House, they will say anything. These crazy assholes will say anything to defend Donald fucking Trump.
So, Mitt Romney.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Senator from Utah.
Oh, he's so brave.
Loser.
Yes.
Big loser.
Magic underwear.
Senator Mitt Romney now said it's increasingly likely. I believe it's increasingly likely. That there will be enough Republicans in the Senate to vote in favor of calling former National Security Advisor John Bolton as a witness. Now,
damn!
The reports to that are that digested Happy Meals flying out of Trump's anus at an increased rate over this.
We're spray shitting on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Romney said, I think it's important for us to hear from John Bolton for us to be able to make an impartial judgment.
Are they going
to
call Mike as well?
He's going to hum in the background. Kenny G is going to play the...
Oh, yeah.
Soprano sax.
Romney also said he had spoken to other senators about the subject, but declined to say whom.
Oh.
I've got a couple names that it won't be. Lindsey Graham is one of them.
Right, right. I mean, hey, Mitt.
Rand Paul.
Mitt, what happens when you call Mike or John to the stand and they, you know, he gives you a bunch of information that's fucking insane? What are you going to do? Are you going to vote to remove this guy? No, you're going to acquit him, you fucking pussy.
Perpetual, I'm thinking about doing the right thing. Nah, fuck it, person, Susan Collins. issued a statement.
Yes.
Shortly after Romney,
right,
saying that she always was likely to vote to call in witnesses. I was always likely to say that we were going. Just so you guys know,
they're so heroic.
Always going to do that.
All these Republicans, they're so heroic. I've got chills. I've got deuce chills.
She says, the reports about John Bolton's book strengthen the case for witnesses and have prompted a number of conversations among my colleagues.
Wow. God, they're prompting conversations over there, guys. Oh, my God. Maybe there's hope for the Republic. Mitt Romney's concerned. Shit, man.
Lisa Murkowski reiterated that she's curious to hear what Bolton has to say.
She's curious.
But proponents for calling witnesses remain what appears to be one vote shy.
Oh, I'm curious. We'll see. I'm curious. Is our president strong-arming a government to cook up some bullshit scandal about Joe Biden just so he can get reelected? I'm curious.
I think we should keep an eye on fucking Mike Lee, right? I mean,
right. Is he curious as well?
He may shockingly vote to hear witnesses.
Right.
Not that he'll vote to convict, but he might vote to hear witnesses.
Yeah. What about Joe Manchin? What's that fucker going to do?
I think he'll vote for witnesses.
Okay. Good job, Joe.
But will he vote to convict? I don't know. Apparently, the reports are that Trump is wooing him.
Yeah.
To vote to not impeach.
And God!
So that they can run around and do victory laps claiming it's bipartisan.
You know, it feels like West Virginia could have a better person, right? I mean, good thing. Jesus fucking Christ, is Joe Manchin.
But it also
sucks.
Could be a whole lot worse. I mean,
well, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
at least he's kind of a Democrat.
Right. It's nice. Good for, that's good.
Kind of a Democrat.
Thank you for sort of, well, not really doing the right thing or just not doing a bad thing. Boy.
But before you have hope, remember there's also Republicans up
Boo.
There. John Barrasso of Wyoming.
Right.
Truly, there's nothing new here. It does seem to be an effort to sell books.
Oh, yes. But wait, why is, this is the most frustrating thing with these dingbats. They have no argument, so it's about the timing. What are his motives behind this? Well, whatever. Do you think it's true? I mean, can you imagine the president doing this? God.
Oh, no. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, Republican, doesn't think Bolton's book changes any fundamental information of the basic case.
Oh, yes. Because, yes, why not?
And listen to this. He's so whiny. They're so busy rubber stamping unqualified ideological judges that he's upset that calling witnesses could be a months-long effort that it's hard to imagine would change the final outcome. Oh, do we have to sit through months of this when we all know we're just going to vote to not convict him anyway?
Oh, I'm so put out. Oh, I'm in the government. I'm so put out. Russia is controlling our White House. Who knows what's going on? Our president obviously is compromised, but oh, I'm just, geez, it's just so much work.
Senator Steve Daines of Montana. I still don't see an impeachable offense committed.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah. God. God, Steve, what have you been doing over there?
But now get this. Lindsey Graham, the aforementioned and mocked.
Right. Meet me in the sauna.
Lindsey Graham said, I want to see the manuscript. Or have somebody tell us what's in the manuscript.
You lazy motherfucker. He doesn't even want to read it. Someone tell us
what. Well, he wants to see it.
Yeah.
And if not, he wants to know if that's actually in the manuscript, because that's allegedly some kind of outline or something like that.
Right. You know, I know the Republicans always, the server, the super secret server, the DNC server that Trump obsesses about. You know what I'm talking about? Is that me?
Yes.
Okay. But
well, that's the one that they put everything he says. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking. He had. Or
well,
do you
I'm talking. Well, there's two super secret servers. There's one he talks about that Hillary had, or some bullshit like that.
Well,
right?
That was just the DNC server.
Oh, okay.
That but allegedly disappeared.
Well, I'm talking about his super secret server. When are we going to get our hands on his super motherfucking secret server? And why don't we just go get it?
You talk about bleaching. Fuck.
Oh, come on.
There is no way. There is no way in hell that they're not going to destroy that shit. Somebody spirits it away or somehow.
Yes.
There is no way in hell.
Right.
I'm sure we're going to hear about documents being shredded.
Right.
I have no doubt.
Yes. You think they're going to try to hide information or hide evidence?
John Fugelsang reminding us on the Twitter that Pam Bondi investigated Trump's fraudulent university until, just a coincidence,
yes,
shortly after Trump gave her reelection campaign $25,000, then she decided that she didn't want to investigate Trump University. It's just a coincidence. Just a coincidence.
Good. A lot of credibility there.
She's one of his lawyers.
Yes.
Arguing. Yeah.
Right.
The crack team.
Man, I'll compare the two legal teams.
Right.
And one legal team is kind of like a joke.
One of these things is right. not like the other.
One on the legal team is the big dick toilet attorney guy.
Whitaker?
The guy that sweats is on. Yes. Yes.
Come on. Yes.
No, I know that's
seriously?
True. I'm looking it up right now.
Is he going to speak? Or is he just on the team, like making coffee and shit? Keeping big dick people's dicks dry in the toilet.
Yeah, he's...
So that's it. Mitt Romney and you know, is claiming that maybe there's more people. Mitt Romney says he thinks they have the votes, but we don't know.
Right. Shit.
All we know is, like, Murkowski, him, and... But then, Lisa Murkowski, yesterday, was it, or the day before, when, after listening to Adam Schiff's closing arguments, she got all butt hurt, like a bunch of the other Republicans, when Adam Schiff talked about those news reports that Trump threatened heads on pikes if you don't
he's on Trump's legal team.
Vote his way.
That's, do you think that's crazy? Well, it's crazy.
Yes and no.
God. I mean, oh God.
Let's see. It's Romney.
Yay. God, boy, the passion there. Oh, geez. We're very concerned and I'm curious and geez.
This morning, 5:57 a.m., the Democrat-controlled House never even asked John Bolton to testify. It's up to them, not up to the Senate. So in other words, he's saying, you can't talk to... You had your chance.
Damn! You had your chance!
That's what they're saying, a lot of it. When they weren't allowed. The House wanted Bolton to come in. Bolton said, I'm not coming in unless I get a court order.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, he could have came in. He fucking could have came in.
Well, yeah, that's a separate issue, but yes.
Yes. I don't know why. See, they're raising a good point, because I never understood why didn't they drag these motherfuckers in? Do they have no power? It's the Congress?
It would have gone on for months in the courts.
No, I mean, like,
he would say, take me to court.
Okay.
And then it would be months in the courts as the court circle jerked all the decisions. And Trump kept appealing it up to SCOTUS.
I really thought the House had a police force that they could go get people and take them in. No, not for questioning. They violated their court order or some shit like that. I don't know, man.
I never tell John Bolton that the aid to Ukraine was tied to investigations into Democrats, including the Bidens. In fact, he never complained about this at the time of his very public termination.
Oh, jeez.
If John Bolton said this, it was only to sell a book. With that being said,
Yes.
The transcripts of my calls with President Zelensky, here we go,
okay,
are all the proof that is needed.
Right.
In addition to the fact that President Zelensky and the foreign minister of Ukraine said there was no pressure and no problems, which, of course, they would.
I mean,
we want to remind everyone. Additionally, I met with President Zelensky at the United Nations. Next tweet. This is a three-tweeter.
Oh, shit.
Democrats said I never met. And released the military aid to Ukraine without any conditions or investigations. And far ahead of schedule.
Wait. Is he being counterfactual here? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I also allowed Ukraine to purchase Javelin anti-tank missiles. My administration has done far more than the previous administration.
Right.
After you got caught.
Yeah. Right. Then he withheld the aid illegally. We found out. Right. And then he released the aid when he found out the jig was up. Right. That's how I understand it. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out where he did the right thing.
Oh, good luck with that.
Okay. It's just confusing
Best
for me.
Best of luck.
I mean, he is our president,
on your
right?
Quest.
I mean, he never does the right thing.
Yeah,
jeez. He's the worst guy. This is the worst guy. He's not like, of course, Donald Trump is the one of the worst people you could ever imagine to be president, of course. But just besides all that, he's like one of the worst guys. He's just a he's a fucking horrible person. Just sucks.
There you go. Trump, apparently they're trying to figure out a way. There are whiffs that they might try some ridiculous executive privilege defense, which
how would that
has
work?
Lost before in the SCOTUS. That's what Nixon tried to claim with the tapes and everything.
But the executive privilege,
you couldn't
question Michael Bolton or John.
Michael, yes. John, no.
I would love for Michael Bolton is going to claim executive privilege.
Let's see, what else have we got? Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, we do this every weekday, 2 to 4.
Is Michael Bolton's hair still long
that? No, it's all short.
Got it. Okay, good.
I've got a story.
Yes.
Here, this one a couple days ago, but Ohio, the sovereign state.
Yes.
Of Ohio. Right. Let me see if you can guess what party this person belongs in.
Okay. I really haven't stretched out or anything or warmed up before the show, but I'll do my best.
Candidate for the state house.
Yes.
In Republican.
Right.
I just
you just gave
it.
Me the fucking thing, man. Independent.
Well, he's a Republican.
Right.
Had to withdraw his candidacy.
I gotta pull out. Uh-oh. What'd he do?
GOP candidate Joe Dills.
Right.
D-I-L-L-S.
Lil Joe Dills!
Who, if you look at his campaign materials, is very proud of his family values.
Yeah! Uh-oh. Lil Joe Dills! Fuck you!
Has now been found to have had an account on the online dating service Ashley Madison.
Right.
For cheaters.
Oh, okay. Well, in Europe, this wouldn't be an issue, would it?
If it's knowledge.
Right.
If they know you have a Gumar or Lil a mistress Joy or whatever.
Lil Joy Dills on Ashley Madison.
That ain't the point of Ashley Madison. The state GOP chair.
Right.
Jane Timken said, Mr. Dills crossed a line by joining this lewd and inappropriate website.
Lewd and inappropriate.
I call for his immediate withdrawal from the race. There is no place in our party for people that exercise such a gross lack of judgment. Oh, contraire.
There's plenty of room.
We beg to differ, Jane.
I will say this.
We beg to differ.
Right. I mean, if you're thinking of running for office, I'm no strategist or anything like that. I'm no Rahm Emanuel or...
Oh, yeah.
I'm no Rahm Emanuel, but, like, I would close out that Ashley Madison account right away. You fucking dumb fuck. I mean, you fucking fuck.
He said he opened it a long time ago.
Oh, that's so funny. So and what?
When he was single.
Right.
He's alleging.
Oh, yes.
And didn't actively meet with anyone.
Right. Sure. Who cares, dude? I mean, you know, you're big family values, motherfucker. And you probably have some he's probably voted horrendously, you know? Well, he's running. So what was he before, Joey? Was he just fucking?
He owns an auto fuel filter cleaning business.
I'm on Ashley Madison. I got one profile pic. And two other extra picks, one on jet skis.
He was endorsed by the Clermont County Republican Party and the Ohio Republican Party in his GOP primary.
Wow, good job.
Against former U.S. Rep. Gene Schmidt and a guy named Dylan Blevins.
Yes.
Oh, an NRA certified pistol instructor.
Is that air quoted or is that really what it is?
That's what it is.
I'm a pistol instructor.
NRA certified.
Oh, fuck yes. Yes.
NRA certified. He's certified to aim it at you and take your money.
Ted Nugent sent me a patch to sew on my jacket.
The Ashley Madison revelation comes after Dills was endorsed by Ohio Value Voters.
Oh, yes.
Which promotes, quote, faith, life, marriage, family, and religious freedom. No, they don't mean right, religious right. freedom for you.
I'm a Christian. I'm Joe Adair.
They're free to have their religion shoved down your throat. Yeah. Is the religious freedom they want.
Joe Adair's got a fuck.
Dills wrote last month in an op-ed,
right?
Quote, as Vice President Mike Pence has said,
right.
I am a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order.
Look at my dick!
My faith tells me our rights come from God.
Oh, yes.
And that those rights belong to everyone, including the unborn.
God damn!
I am a conservative because I believe the success of the American people lies within each one of us, not from within the government, which God. Is people.
That is such, that's trite bullshit.
That's
isn't
that
it?
Bullshit that drives me crazy. They want a hand over absolute plowing entry to their starfish to corporations.
Oh, yes.
Corporations will save us, companies. They'll give us jobs and trickle down on us and protect us. Yet the government,
yes.
which is a group of people
right.
like a corporation.
Okay.
But the corporation's intent
Woo.
Is to make money and suck the value out of the universe and get bigger and make rich people richer. The intended purpose of the right. government is to give the people what they fucking want.
Oh, shit.
Now, yes, it is bloated at times and corrupt.
You sound like a psycho.
Etc. But the overall main intent of government is to do what we want.
Joe Deal!
And need.
Joe Deal's gaping for corporate America!
Not the behest of the fucking corporations
well, yeah,
and
yeah.
the rich people.
Well, I don't know. Well, I've said this for a long time. Let's go get their shit. There's a lot more of us, guys. Let's
we're working on it. You gotta vote.
No, you don't. You just gotta.
No, well,
no.
Okay,
everybody
then.
Just walks up to the Hollywood Hills and is like, hi, I want this infinity. Get out of this infinity pool, dickhead. This is the people's infinity pool, dickhead.
And when their hired private security force starts
I don't know
mowing about, people down and we're trying well, to hang in the jacuzzi.
Well, before we hang in the jacuzzi, I thought maybe we would have, or George Soros or someone would have happened upon like, a merry band of Avengers that could help. Something like that. I don't know if we've developed that yet. Like we could be saved by like Wakanda or something.
Dill's wife is of course standing by him.
Oh, she doesn't give a fuck.
Joe will be the first to tell you of the mistakes he has made.
Joe Dill's fucking.
And how God has transformed him.
Ah.
I watched as God took a lost, broken man
oh, yeah.
and began to shape him
wow.
and form him
Ooh, yes.
into the good, godly man with incredible morals and values that he is today. I just wish God would have shaped him a slightly Ooh. Larger tallywhacker,
Ooh,
but
yes.
I'm okay with what the Lord gave him.
Oh, my God. What trite fucking bullshit. I mean, oh, that's so funny. Jeez. These fucking.
So family values.
Yay.
Ashley Madison Blee. Looking to cheat.
Right. Oh, yes. God.
And even if you were single at the time.
Right.
Then that means you're the co-cheator.
Right.
You're looking for someone
I mean,
who is cheating on someone. What does
yes,
that say about you?
Yes. I don't know. Let me think about it. Not a lot of nothing good.
Go to a swingers website or something.
Why has
the whole thing of
yes.
the secret cheater website is pretty gross.
Well, and also, why isn't there an organization that has developed some sort of web crawler that could go through Ashley Madison and match using facial recognition and find, you know, all the Republicans.
Well, they'd have to hack the fuck out of it.
Well, Steve,
which they try to avoid.
Give Snowden the call. He's not doing shit, right? Is he in? Where is he in Russia?
Russia.
Let Snowden do it. He's not doing anything over there, right? I mean, what's he doing?
He's got a job, I think.
Doing
some
what?
Kind of consultant, computer shit.
Like he's an IT guy.
Well, that's what he does.
They're like, the printer's offline.
That's what I mean.
Snowden,
a little higher level than that, but that's what he did.
The Hewlett Packard needs another inkjet.
It was Faithless Friday.
Yes.
On Friday. Oh, every okay. Friday is Faithless Friday here at Crab Diving.
Shit, yes it is, Pat.
Got a couple of leftovers.
Right. Crab diving leftovers.
Friday.
Yes.
Good news, and from the Why Can't We Have Nice Things file.
No, okay.
Or we know why we can't have nice things.
Racist.
In a lot of ways. This Trump. One is religion.
Oh, Jeebus, yes.
This is our good friends to the north.
Fuck ye!
I don't mean our north, that would be Alabama. This right. is not happening in yes. Alabama.
How is Canada different from Alabama? Go.
You
know what I hate? When people on Facebook, they're looking for a recommendation. Best places in Pensacola to get sorbet. Go. Don't tell me to go. I'm not sitting around all day waiting for you to tell me something to list off on the fucking internet.
Me first.
Yeah. Look on the internet, dickhead. There's Yelp. You don't need me to tell you the best sorbet place. I don't give a fuck.
The current government of Quebec.
Oh, yes. Oui, oui.
Coalition Avenir Québécois.
9!
Has always shown a great level of commitment.
Oh.
to the project of... I don't know how to pronounce this. Yes. I didn't take French.
It's Canadian? Oh, it's French. What is it?
It's L-A...
I got this. Let me see the word.
L-A-I with two dots over it. CITE. La cite, le cite. La cite. The idea the government should be completely secular.
Le cite. Le cite.
With no recognition granted to any religious dimension in social life.
Le cite. That's how you say that.
Sometimes they end up removing religion from government spaces and stuff,
yes.
like adults should.
Right. Yes, and you know,
put your cross on your house, put your cross on your church lawn. Don't put your fucking cross on our community land.
And I'm just going to say it. It's a mental health issue. It's a mental health issue. You're talking to people in the sky that aren't there, dude. And that's why it should be out of government, because it's cuckoo for motherfucking Cocoa Puffs. No fucking offense.
But Jesus, sometimes it fuck. Might go too far. Two also, because in 2019 they passed a law banning public servants from wearing religious symbols at work, like
so what?
A hijab or cross around your neck, a gold cross.
God, man, but
see,
why?
It's a little too bit too much.
But why do we have any of it? Why do we have any of it? I mean,
well, because people are still into religion, and let them just. Leave me the fuck alone. Wear
okay,
your hijab.
Okay.
Wear your cross.
Right. Yes.
Don't make
please.
Me wear a hijab or a cross or anyone else.
And, but I'm a Rastafarian. If I want to sit.
And don't discriminate against people
yes.
who don't wear a hijab or a cross.
Yeah. And think about it like this, Christians. Keep your Jeebus shit to yourself. Or what if I'm a Rastafarian and I want to blow marijuana smoke in your fucking face? I'm not going to do that, right? Because I'm not a fucking asshole.
So now we have a new. Plan in Quebec.
Oh, yes.
The new premier, François Legault.
9!
Has Norm. Announced the plan to cancel a course in Quebec schools, Comparative Religions and Ethics.
Yes.
And it used to be called Ethics and Religious Culture.
Okay.
And they're getting rid of it because they think it gives too much importance to religion.
Yeah. Our society gives to guys. I mean, come on. We give too much importance to religion.
Oh, you think?
Duh, fuck yes. It's being shoved up our assholes.
Yeah, we're a sea hair away from forced birth in this country. No joke, y'all.
God.
A sea hair away from forced birth in America in 2020.
And for some people, you're there already. Because if you can't afford to travel all the way the fuck over to some fucking place in the middle of nowhere, wait 3 days, then have it.
The Minister of Education in Quebec, Jean-François Roberge, explained that the course will be replaced with a more secular variation.
Oh, okay.
We are abolishing it to replace it with something new. But there will always be elements of the original course that remain.
Oh, yes.
Like ethics. Like ethics.
Well, yeah, we should have ethics, right?
The practice of... but the ninnies would say, you can't have ethics without God.
Well, listen, you can't have this fucking insane stupidity without God either. I mean,
well,
God.
And that's a lot.
And you're mentally ill. That's what you are.
The practice of dialogue, respect for self and others, fight against stereotypes.
I mean, shit, man.
That's the kind of shit they're going to teach. The good shit. Be nice to your neighbor kind of shit. Be nice to everybody. Help the poor. Help people that need help.
If you're, like, praying...
Not Republican.
Yeah.
Conservative values.
Yes. I mean this seriously. If you're praying and, like, if I'm praying before the podcast, dear Jesus, please help me. I'm opening my heart to you because I want to have a good podcast. I want to make good points, and I want to say funny things about our fucking shitty fascist president. You know, I have my prayer, and then I say, please hear my prayer, or what do I say to make sure?
What are you asking me for?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what.
How the fuck do I know?
I have no fucking idea. I don't know. I'm just wondering how it works.
I would respect your right to do that.
Do I have to say it out loud, or can I think it?
Huh?
For Jeebus to hear my prayers, do I have to physically say it out loud, or do I have to think it, or can I do both?
Well, I mean, if you buy into the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent model of Lord 1.0, then you're thinking it. He knows what's going on.
I mean, is he just up there going, no, yes, no, yes, 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 no? No, yes, no, yes, okay, maybe, let me think about it. No, 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 okay, I thought about it, no fucking way. You're dying of cancer, I'm sorry, Notre Dame, yes.
Well, stop after he's just up there.
Oh, yeah, he's not doing it.
For me.
It's crazy. It's so crazy. There's nothing up there, dickheads.
And
sorry.
Again, if you believe that's rock on.
Great.
Rock on.
Good for you.
I don't, and don't make me.
Yeah.
Don't make other people live by your stuff.
Right. If I want to have that kind of experience, I'll take some LSD. Thank you.
You can, you know, believe in the fairies and
yes.
and run around naked in the woods. I give a shit.
Crystals. Who cares? The fucking astrology shit. That's good. Believe in that. That's fine.
Reagan.
What?
Reagan had an astrologer as an advisor. Remember?
No, I don't remember that. Are you kidding
100%. Nancy had an astrologer, and Reagan did too. They were into astrology.
Well, it's not any
good
weirder
Christians,
than,
right?
Than this Paula White wacko who's like, power. It's not any crazier than that. Reagan had an astrologist?
Yeah.
Ah, what was his sign?
100%. I don't remember.
What is Ronald Reagan's astrological sign?
Don't you have to press the button or something?
Hey, Siri.
Creepy.
What is Ronald Reagan's astrological sign?
Waiting.
I don't know yet. Okay.
I guess we could look that up ourselves with the month that he was born.
Right.
February. He might be a Pisces. I'm a Pisces.
What
does that mean?
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, sorry. We'll
sorry
edit
that
out of
that's
the podcast.
My fault. Or leave it in. Maybe they liked it.
We've got Trump's America.
Hey!
This story sounds like a joke, but it's actually not. gentleman, Santore Thomas.
Okay.
Ended up suing his employer, or former employer, I don't know,
right,
for racial discrimination.
Damn.
They settled.
Okay.
So you that, you know, they did it.
Right, right. Yes.
Mr. Thomas then went to the bank in Livonia, Michigan.
You know, Kobe Bryant settled that case too.
Yes. In Livonia, Michigan.
Right.
Near Detroit, I guess.
Yes.
And the bank refused to cash or deposit his checks.
God.
And called the cops on him, initiating a fraud investigation.
Yes.
He's cashing a check that is a settlement from a discrimination suit at a bank. And the bank says, these are fraudulent. We're calling the cops on you, black person.
You know, you know what white privilege is? That never happens. That will not happen. That's white privilege, right?
Well, right, yeah.
I mean, God.
TCF Bank in Livonia, Michigan.
Jesus Christ, guys.
He's suing them now.
Of course!
Saying the bank branch humiliated him, calling in 4 police officers. When all he was trying to do was deposit a check, legitimate checks.
What did the cops do when they arrived? Did they shoot him? Did they immediately shoot the
lucky
guy?
Yeah.
God. How shitty, man.
He's saying that the checks that some bank toad is saying that the checks presented scanned on some viewer. And came up void, but then 12 hours later, he went to a different bank, was like, fuck you, and they took the checks, no problem.
Yeah. So there's something wrong with their scanner, right? And also, there's something wrong with their racial sensitivity training or something like that. I think there's some training issues here. Something. I don't know.
United States veteran. He says, I'm an honorable discharge from the Air Force. They discriminated against me because I'm black.
Right.
None of this would have happened if I were white, he said. And I'm willing to bet he's 100%
called
right.
The cops. They called the cops on a black man because they thought there was something suspicious with a check. Even if that was the case, why do you have to call the cops?
That wouldn't happen to me.
No, of course not.
They would be like, something's coming up. It's coming up void. Are you sure this is the right check? Maybe you should call the people that gave it to you.
And
thanks. Have a nice day.
Oh, yeah. And by the way,
I would walk. I mean, that's what would happen.
And that's shitty because you're going to call the cops on this black person for a problem with a check. And the thing is, when you get the cops involved, they might shoot him.
Exactly.
That's, you know, doesn't that occur to this person?
I felt threatened.
Because it's a check.
Or, you know, he might get pissed, rightfully so.
Right.
And start to get angry, and they don't like that. They don't like that.
Oh, yeah. And you know what?
When you stand up for your rights and get irritated that your rights are being violated, they kind of take that personally.
And imagine, let's say this happens.
Cop butt hurt.
To some, I don't know, rich fucking asshole. You know, some rich white asshole, this happens to him. They won't accept his check. Because they think it's fraud. Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, where's the bank manager?
Oh, I'm so upset.
Where's your CEO? I play tennis with him at the club.
How dare you? I'm in the white skin.
You're going to be fired.
Oh, yeah.
They love that one, right?
Right.
You're going to lose your job for challenging my whiteitude.
That reminds me of that David Sedaris thing, the elves at the Santa thing, the Santa Land Diaries.
Yeah.
That lady goes up to him when he's an elf. The Macy's in New York, she goes, I'm going to have you fired. And he gets in her face.
I remember.
Says, I'm going to have you killed.
I'm going to have you killed. So there you go. It's a little bit of Trump's America.
Yay. Great. Jeez. I mean, you're going to a bank. My expectation.
That you got because you were discriminated against.
Right. Here's the one caveat with this check we're going to give you. When you go to check it, they're going to send some cops to rough you up.
You may get shot and beaten and tased, but eventually you'll be able to deposit them in a different bank.
Someone should do a follow-up with this guy and ask if he has any critiques with our system in America. The guy who had the cops called on him to see if there's any...
I think he might have an opinion.
Yeah. Right.
Also in L News...
Oh, yes.
Although speaking of news, there's another poll out.
Right.
That...
People prefer the coronavirus over Trump.
Really reinforces my belief that number one on my list right now of grave pissing tour,
yes,
will be Rupert Murdoch.
Oh yes. Well, I would also. I might.
It's a hard challenge right now.
I might extend the tour in a way.
Oh well, there are. I said number one.
Well, I might maybe do a number two for an encore.
Oh. For many Americans,
yes,
how they feel about issues raised during Trump's impeachment has much to do with where they get their news.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh my
gosh.
A
new study from Pew Research.
Right.
Says roughly two thirds of Republicans who got their news exclusively from outlets with a conservative, primarily conservative audience.
Yes.
Like Fox News, your Breitbart, or Rush Limbaugh's radio show.
Rush fucking Limbaugh. Oh, I finally changed your radio station in my car from what you had. You had it on. Yeah, you had it on 1370 AM or whatever the fuck that is. That plays Rush. Remember you wanted to listen to it or...
I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Well, every time I turn it on, it's like...
I put my book in the car whenever I...
But one time, I remember we had this conversation. You said you listened to the AM.
Oh, right, yes,
just to hear it.
Right, right.
Did you hear
when
Rush?
I was trying to turn my book on.
Right.
The AM station, I was pressing, you know, the input. And it goes from FM to AM to...
Right.
And I got AM, and that's when I heard the mellifluous tones of Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just... If the country is, if people are believing that and like really believing that what he says in Fox, then we're fucked.
That was on my way to the dentist. On my way back from the dentist, when I turned the car on and started my book, it was Hannity. So it was like a fuck sandwich.
Oh my gosh. A big fat fuck sandwich. How nice. We're fucked.
Two-thirds of Republicans who get their news mainly from Fox, Breitbart et al.
Yes.
Say they believe that Trump withheld the aid from the Ukraine to reduce corruption. Trump's only concerned about corruption.
How do you believe that, you fuckheads?
Because that's
dumb.
What they're told.
Fuckfaces.
They turn on Ducey and Kilmeade and Ainsley in the morning, and they let that they just stick a pipe in one ear that is attached to Trump's urethra.
Okay, but they vote, right?
Well, of course.
What do we do about them?
Outvote them.
They're brainwashed.
Outvote them.
Yes.
Because there are a lot more of us. There were more of us in the last election.
Oh, yes.
But the way our stupid slave-owning forefathers put this thing together.
God.
Suddenly... Some dude in Montana gets his vote is worth a fuck lot more than a person in Los Angeles or New York or Chicago.
Imagine you're a slave owner. You own a human being. That human being works for you. However the fuck you want him to work for you or her, you own that person.
Right.
And not only do you own that person, you also want representation for that person. Right? That's what it was about.
The two-thirds of a human thing, yeah.
They wanted that representation.
Because they wanted an unfair advantage. They wanted, let's call it, affirmative action.
Yes. For their slave, for being a slave owner.
For something horrific.
That is insane. That is the height of it's just lunacy. That's why the Electoral College is fucked. Because that's what it was about, right? Or am I just an idiot, fucking leftist?
That's exactly what it was. The lesser popular population states, and mostly in the South, where all the plantations were and stuff,
were
like, hey, wait a second. All you New York people are going to outvote us time. We need more representatives. We need it padded.
Right.
It's conservatives. They want to cheat.
Yes. And they do.
Gerrymandering.
They do all the fucking
voter
time.
Voter suppression. But hey, if we win, that's okay. Is their motto.
Do you think the Democratic nominee has announced their presidency yet? Their candidacy yet? Do you think?
Oh yeah,
you don't think it's going to be
somebody's going to swoop in?
Yeah, I have no idea.
No,
Stacey Abrams.
No,
why not?
She wouldn't do that. I think she's on several shortlists for VP.
What about Andrew Gillum?
Probably the same.
And what about the other one? You know what I mean. She's not going to run, but she needs
Michelle Obama.
Why will she
not run?
Why will she not do it?
Want to?
We are in a bad
spot.
Because
she's smart.
We are in historic bad spot.
Right.
He's poisoning our water.
Well, he's allowing our water to be poisoned.
Yes, he got us out of the Iran deal.
And poisoning. I don't know what's in that orange shit he puts on his skin.
Yes.
Oh
God!
Goes
right into the
water table.
Anyway, he's a horrible person, and Michelle Obama could beat him, and you know.
Well, right. I think
whatever
a bunch of them could beat him.
But you said that if Michelle Obama announced her candidacy today, it's done. It's done.
I would think it would be done.
God, please. These Democrats are getting crazy in this primary. They're fucking nuts.
A little nuts. I've got we got a few minutes left here in the big old show.
Yes.
Let's do it again tomorrow. What the fuck?
It's Tuesday at Crab Diving.
Oh my God. This is new.
Mm-hmm.
How long is this?
Do you think they do Taco Tuesday at the White House? And of course it's that Taco Bowl. You think he has it every Tuesday?
I can't imagine him having even the sophisticated palate to
Taco Tuesday
spread,
man.
To Taco Bell.
Sophisticated palate. We're talking about Taco fucking Tuesday. Come on. Trump doesn't do Taco Tuesday. He's not human.
Listen to this is who these people are. Listen to fucking Michael Savage.
Oh, God.
I apologize.
He is a fucking
for making
man.
You guys listen to Michael Savage.
He's a total fucking asshole.
Here he is. I don't have it's not totally queued up, but here's the beginning of it, and I'll try to skip to the part if I can find it.
I want to talk for a minute about the epidemic coming in from China and how there must be quarantine immediately, a complete stopping of all flights from China. But of course, it's not going to happen because we have a country run by. I can't even categorize my contempt for the CDC.
He has contempt for the Center for Disease Control.
It's not like you don't. It's apolitical, right?
One would hope.
It's apolitical, man. You don't need. The CDC.
He's angry because when Ebola was happening, they didn't announce the complete shutdown of all Africans.
I remember
and
this.
And the immediate annihilation, carpet bombing, and nuclearing of nuking of Africa.
I mean,
to save the white people from the black virus.
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, guys!
And now he's doing the same shit. Now he's mad at them because they're not. Claiming that it's a worldwide emergency yet.
Well, but he has contempt for the CDC, meaning he thinks we don't need them or something.
He's angry that they're not agreeing with him.
Okay.
On the fact that we should be putting a giant glass dome over the pristine virus-free United States.
Does Michael Savage think that people wake up and they think immediately they should agree with him?
He's a conservative, so God. Of course.
Does it ever occur to
it's
you?
It's his way or the gulag.
Does the CDC know more about diseases than you? You fuck. The Center for Disease Control.
I don't believe Michael Savage has a degree in epidemiology. I don't think.
You got to get your hair cut. What do you say? I always say, you tell me. You make me look cool. I don't fucking cut hair.
That could backfire.
I know.
I can't even categorize my contempt for the CDC. Even China itself is imposing a quarantine on passengers from Wuhan, where the deadly virus surfaced. Now, what do you mean it surfaced in Wuhan? It surfaced in a so-called seafood market. Do you know what else they served in the Hunan seafood wholesale market in the city? Did you know? You know, here's the thing. They sell wolf pups, live living wolf pups.
Oh, God.
They sell other animals over there, live foxes to be slaughtered and eaten, jeez, crocodiles, wolf puppies, giant salamanders, snakes, rats, peacocks. Nice. They sell porcupines, camel meat, 112 different animals, live and frozen, delivered to your door, said the price list for the vendor. What? Wild game animal husbandry for the masses.
Wild game animal husbandry for the masses. What is... I'm sorry. I'm going to sound like an idiot, and I don't give a shit. Wild game animal husbandry. Will someone explain? Shelby, what does that mean? You're an animal.
And here comes the utter bullshit.
Right. No pun intended or pun intended!
Now, what I love about this is that China is held up to the liberal as some example of great cultural advancement.
Who? Find me a liberal that points to China says, wow, no. What great cultural advancement they have over there.
You know what? I might say, I'll rattle off some countries. I might say that about it. You know, France, they have some nice shit over there.
But Norway.
Great fucking shit. Oh, Norway, Finland,
Netherlands,
Sweden. Those fuckers. Oh, my God. They have great shit.
You say China to them, the Chinese are so advanced over the American. Oh, such a civilized society.
Who says that?
I've never heard any. Michael Savage, you fuck. I've never heard anybody say that.
This is like these scum lickers saying that the Democrats prefer Iran. Because
oh, yes.
We said, God, maybe you shouldn't have killed Suleiman at that moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That it may be destabilizing. Yes, he's an evil fuck, but maybe we should have waited and that it wasn't the smartest thing to do. You side with Iran, traitor. You hate America.
It's kind of like, it's just so predictable. It's just the predictable,
so
fucking dumbass, dumb fuck argument.
The Chinese are so advanced over the American. Oh, such a civilized society. Well, no, if you study the history of China, it's not such a civilized society.
I would never say that.
Right?
I remember when the tank ran over that guy.
No one is saying it didn't run over him.
Okay.
Even right now, they have slave labor camps. They harvest organs out of people, especially amongst the Christians, which I'm
you notice that he doesn't he doesn't mention the ones that they think are
yes.
A million or something in the the Uyghurs, the
right.
Muslims,
right,
that are in internment camps.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me, re-education camps.
Oh, that's different.
But they're there voluntarily, according to the Chinese.
Oh, sure.
They're there voluntarily.
Everybody's at these camps voluntarily, by the way.
But listen to this asshole, especially the Christians.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's nothing better than harvesting a Baptist spleen.
Everyone talks about how the rights abuses
snowflakes
of China against the Muslim population right now. And this guy clutches his pearls over the Christians. Oh,
they're harvesting.
Especially the Christians. You know, it's all the Christians there.
They're harvesting the organs of Christians. God
for
damn
sure.
It. Their nipples, especially.
I understand China's finding them on AshleyMadison.com.
Is it true? I mean, are they really harvesting organs from people? Is that real?
Even right now, they have slave labor camps. They harvest organs out of people, especially amongst the Christians, which I'm sure Larry David would find amusing. But no, it's not that civilized a country, by the way.
I don't know what that means. Must have said something earlier about...
Someone please, in Larry David's life, make sure he has heard this. Please.
He must have said something earlier in his broadcast about Larry David.
Have we tweeted this to Larry David?
In fact, when you see that this virus now threatening to go rogue on the world has come from an animal of some sort and jumped into the humans. What that brings up is the whole issue of a zoonotic infection. I remember when I was in grad school a long time ago, it just came up. It was a very interesting subject. Zoonotic infections, which means an infection that goes from an animal, a wild animal, to man. Oh, and one of the key examples that I learned was about syphilis. You may think...
Of course you did.
Well, yeah, it's the lobsters. Syphilis is passed from human to lobster very easily.
What is his background?
Rock lobster. His background is lunacy. Michael Savage's background? It's fucking nutsoness. His background.
He's got a degree in biology.
Oh, okay. Well, geez. Well, good for you, Savage. You're a genius. Jeez, you figured it out. He has a degree in biology. He's a podcast fuck. I don't know. I don't know. Do you think the people at CDC, do they have degrees in biology? Oh, yes,
well,
or no?
You know, he's got an MS in botany.
Plants.
And a master's in anthropology. He's got two.
I'm just kidding.
He's got two masters.
Wow. Jeez.
And a PhD.
Right. God.
In nutritional ethnomedicine.
Okay. That sounds like some Nazi shit.
Well,
I guess it's not. It's probably not. Whatever. If anybody's into the ethnomedicine,
it's about
traditional
medicine.
Okay, then, Michael, if you've had all this fancy schooling, why are you such a dickhead?
How do you end up such a dickhead? Yeah.
How do you end up like you?
I'm skipping because this goes on for a couple more minutes, but when I get to the important part.
Zoonotic, baby.
Okay, here.
Syphilis originated amongst humans, but it didn't. Originally, syphilis is thought to have been endemic amongst llamas in South America. It gets a little sensitive.
Llamas. We call them llamas here.
Is that what he's saying? I didn't know what a llama was.
Llama.
From here on in. But let's combine the llama with the Spanish conquistadors, the ancestors of Cortex.
So,
of Cortex?
Oh, no, of LA Cortex.
Yeah.
Is Alexandria Ocasio Cortez.
So what's going on?
That's his word for her.
Right. So the llamas have given AOC the flu. Why?
I just was thinking, is he suggesting that the Spaniards were fucking the llamas? That's exactly what he is suggesting.
The llamas.
And he's saying the ancestors of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were llama fuckers.
Oh, my God.
And they brought syphilis back to Spain.
I'm missing something. Where is the evidence that says AOC's relatives or ancestors were rapers of llamas? They rape llamas.
The sacred Spaniards. You see, they were deprived of the companion of human women. So the conquistadors did the next best thing. They fell in love with a llama. And
he's saying the conquistadors got syphilis from fucking llamas.
No, well, I want to take this seriously. The next best thing is a llama, right?
What?
He said, and the next best thing is a llama.
Is that what he said?
What part of the world are we in right now?
Florida?
No. This that he's describing.
Oh, the llamas?
Where people are fucking the llamas. Where are we?
South America? Okay. Central America?
I'm just trying. Well,
conquistadors?
I'm trying to actually. I mean, is the llama really the next best thing? You know, if you can't have these beautiful, like, women, you got to fuck this llama.
What are my
options other than the llama?
I understand the slots are easier to catch.
Bring me that Nutria! I'm Jeffrey Deals!
This is
crazy, man.
They got the disease from the llamas that the llamas had. It was a syphilis-like infection.
Right. Well, they got a text from, hey, man, he's sitting around there. The conquistador is sitting around the fire, and one of them gets a text. It's like, oh, man, oh, This llama I fucked last night, man. Oh, what the fuck?
I'm so sad. Bill's with this llama now. This llama, sorry.
Wants to talk to me. What do you think she wants to talk to me about?
I met this llama on Ashley Madison. I've got news for you.
It was Zoonotica transferred to the Spanish conquistadors, who then, when they went back to Spain, brought it back to Europe. And that's how this zoonotic infection then spread throughout Europe. Started.
Oh, my God.
So
he's suggesting that the conquistadors fucked llamas and brought syphilis to Europe.
AOC's ancestors had wild,
which is not true.
Had wild animal husbandry with these llamas and created syphilis, right?
Well, no.
Okay.
I mean, that's what he's saying.
But he has all these fancy degrees.
But we've got early middle-aged English kings and stuff that we know died of syphilis.
What is his PhD in?
Pre-conquistadors, huh?
What is his PhD in?
Biology.
Like, anthropology, right?
Biology, anthropology, and then he's got a PhD in nutritional ethnomedicine.
Has this, I mean, is he...
Which goes to show you, you could be educated and still a fucking asshole. And
the thing about this,
the wrong beliefs.
The thing about the syphilis argument is this smells like something like that he brings up. Like, this is a conversation piece. Someone will say something and he will say something.
Oh,
like,
well, you know, you know where syphilis came from, don't you?
You know about these llamas.
The fucking Mexicans, the ancestors of the Mexicans were fucking llamas. They took it back to Europe.
This boring motherfucker's at a party. He's got a drink and a guy picking a blanket and a cocktail napkin. He's telling you where syphilis came from. What a fucking bore.
With the animals in South America. At least that was a theory when I was studying this a number of years ago. It's probably revised for political reasons now.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Probably been revised by fact.
Right.
Now.
No. For political reasons, the llamas have been left out of the story. I don't know why.
Because they didn't want to embarrass the memory of Spanish conquistadors. It wasn't.
Spanish conquistadors were murderous, genocidal fuckwads.
Right.
They were evil.
Yes.
And nobody is. We're not going to feel worse about them if we find out they were llama fuckers.
Yes. And I don't imagine.
Yama fuckers. Pardon me for not using the indigenous pronunciation.
As soon as we started doing the story and I learned that the conquistadors used to bed down with the yamas when they couldn't get a girlfriend, I never asked myself, is it possible? I can imagine a conquistador fucking a yama. But I don't even give pause because, like you just said, this is insane.
This is bad.
Yamas.
But this is, this is all to insult Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is crazy, though.
This is
though.
Laying the groundwork for a shot at the Democrats. Yeah.
Dr. Savage, can I just make one point? I would say to you that, wow, please. I'm sorry. I couldn't contain myself. AOC didn't do it, though, right? I mean, she's not...
Her ancestors.
But that doesn't mean... I mean, are you saying she's culpable for what her ancestors did? Well, then, motherfucker, should white people play reparations for slavery?
Bad enough they shot natives out of cannons in Brazil for sport on Sundays.
Did they really?
But this might be too much for the libs to even mention that Spaniards are somehow not perfect. Only the...
Nobody is suggesting this. What is wrong with these people? There is literally no one out there saying, oh my God, how dare you insult the conquistadors' memory?
It's insane. Oh, they're not perfect. There were days when they would just shoot slaves or who the fuck ever out of cannons.
Right.
I can't.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't have a bad day and stuff a slave into a cannon?
Who thinks of that? Who thinks of that?
Brazil for sport on Sundays.
Fucking a llama.
But this might be too much for the libs to even mention that Spaniards are somehow not perfect. No, only the
I've never thought that, dickhead.
Zero. There is nobody defending. Are we defending refugees of Hispanic origin that are seeking aid in our country? Yes.
Right. And I would say this, if you...
That's what this is all about.
What do you mean?
this is the anti-brown people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This is the genocidal fascist underpinnings.
Right. We don't want the dirty Syrians over here. Right. We don't want refugees. Right. We don't want to
look at these dirty Yama fuckers who are spreading they're shooting natives out of cannons,
right,
and fucking llamas, and then going home and spreading syphilis all among the pristine white people of Europe. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's little Mexican-y ancestors, Spanish.
Excuse me. Weren't shooting people out of cannons, they were creating syphilis, I tell you.
This is creepy and terrifying. This is genocidal. This is that kind of stochastic terrorism where he's telling people, look how inferior these brown fuckers are. And the Democrats are defending the Spaniards that fucked llamas and shot natives out of cannons.
And I just want to say something that, you know, driving across country, there are portions of this nation where you're tuning the AM dial. This guy is the only motherfucker on. I listen to Michael Savage. There's nobody else on. There's nothing else to listen to.
The Americans are imperfect to the racists. I just thought I'd throw that in on the seafood market where it began. Sickening, the things that they do to animals over there, what they do to bears and dogs.
Concur.
Yeah, dude. I.
But please don't put China up on some pedestal of great civilization.
No one does.
I'm not.
No one does.
This is a crazy. It's like he was watching.
It's an alternative universe. Yeah. It's so bizarre. There is literally no one who is pointing to China as, oh, wow, that's great.
I mean, this would be like some weird point in The Watchmen. You know, something happened in history. There was a divergence and China became like
/Amazon.
Oh, absolutely. And China became the mecca for culture and world peace
right.
like that. But it's not. Nobody's saying it is.
The things that they do to animals over there, what they do to bears and dogs. But please don't put China up on some pedestal of great civilization.
Okay.
You know, I've read Chinese poetry going back 1,000 years. I know how civilized their art can be. But the actual reality of the Chinese society is not quite as civil as the liberals would have you believe.
As civil as the Judeo-Christian history.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the entire human race has been a bunch of nasty, smelly, warring, greedy, horny monkeys. We're barely past that, and not even all of us are.
And if you aren't white, male, and straight, you sure as fuck don't want to go backwards in time in a time machine. I mean,
I know they all bow in Chinese restaurants when they get a glass of water. I know that they put their hands together and bow when they get a napkin. What? The Chinese look at them like they're insane because they aren't. Liberalism is a mental disorder. You ever see the libs behave in Chinese restaurants? Idiots. They put their hands together and bow if they get a glass of water.
If someone does, they're an asshole.
Yes. Did he hear some dude on YouTube talking about like saying some crazy shit about China, and he just thinks that's representative of, or is this like,
or,
some
or this
narrative?
Is a, yeah, you go into a Chinese restaurant and someone, you know, says thank you, puts their hands together, trying to be culturally appropriate.
Right. And this is a narrative,
which
though.
Is, you know, it's a little silly.
Right. It's fucking nuts.
But he's making fun of them for that they're trying to. That there may be some smelly little dick licking libs.
Oh, yeah.
Who are out there trying to pretend they're Chinese.
Yes.
Just like when you go over there, you should make them speak English like we, because it's big American dollar. Why don't you fucking speak?
I mean, it's really insane. Honestly, this is all you can hear in the middle of nowhere in the desert in New Mexico. This is it. Michael fucking Savage telling you about conquistadors fucking yaks.
Well, this
Yamas, not wait. Yaks.
We only have about 40 more seconds.
Just wait.
Of this clip. Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding.
There's a capper.
The Chinese look at them like they're insane because they aren't. Liberalism is a mental disorder. You ever see the libs behave in Chinese restaurants? Idiots. They put their hands together and bow if they get a glass of water. Oh, thank you. There is a customer. They thank the owner 50 times. If you ever hear libs in a restaurant, thank you, thank you, thank you. What do you mean, thank you? They're glad you're...
Yeah, we're nice people. Thank you for bringing me the water. Thank you for bringing me... Not a wench. My water is empty.
Is he complaining about people being courteous?
Yes.
God, dude, you're a fucking dick. You're a dickhead.
Lives in a restaurant. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What do you mean, thank you? They're glad you're in there to buy the crap that they're selling. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, on the menu at Chinese Virus Market, rats, live wolf pups. Isn't that nice? Send that to Occasional Cortex the next time she bashes America. And that's the rest of the story on zoonotic infections right here on the Savage Graduate School of Political Science.
Yeah, send her.
And I love, is this how the right-wing nut jobs refer to AOC, is Occasional Cortex?
Send.
Is that a joke?
On the menu at the Chinese Virus Market, rats, live wolf pups. Isn't that nice? Send that to AOC the next time she bashes America. Send her a virus-infected rat.
Yeah.
Or virus-infected live wolf pup.
This is
Send
crazy.
It to her next time she bashes America.
How is that not inciting violence? Like, I'm sorry, but it seems like a violent thing to put a dead animal in a package and send it to someone. I don't want that. I don't want that.
I think he might be saying alive.
Alive?
Well, yeah, it's got
thing
the virus,
a,
yeah.
Fuck. It's got the virus. You're a dick. God, you know, we need to come to the realization that a lot of these right-wing nut jobs are
nuts.
Impossible fucking cunts,
seriously,
man. I mean,
nuts.
This guy is an impossible cunt bag.
Broken people, yeah. I mean, there's something wrong with this guy. If he's...
How do you... I don't even know. Getting.
Does he actually believe that about us? This is what... He goes into a restaurant and somebody thanks the waiter or waitress...
And he hates
the
it!
...the server a couple of times, and he's upset by that? They should be licking my boots. This is that conservative fuckholery.
Right. Yes.
You should be licking my boots that I'm in here giving you my money.
And this thank you thing, he
or
just
give,
can't
I'm giving
believe...
You my money. Yeah.
He doesn't think it's sincere. He doesn't believe like a human being can be gracious or empathetic.
No.
Or courteous or kind.
That's...
Good God, you dickhead.
What are these empathetic emotions of which you speak?
Oh, yeah. You're virtue signaling, right? You don't mean it. You're virtue signaling.
Right. That's you what he means by the bowing and saying thank you. Oh, did you see him? Have you seen these libs?
Is that a virtue signal?
Oh, thank you. Well, of course.
Jeez. And Ocasio-Cortez, you know, ancestors... banged out some llamas and we got syphilis.
Yeah, thanks for... Europe thanks you for syphilis, conquistadors.
You can't have a beautiful woman, the next best thing is one of these syphilis-ridden llamas.
Even
just fuck them.
Even the beautiful, white, pristine people of Northern Europe had to put up with smelly Hispanics south of them that brought disease. That's what he's saying.
This guy loves Donald Trump,
and
okay?
Llama fucker.
He loves Donald Trump, right? He's a big Trump guy.
Absolutely.
So, like, does that bother... Yamas.
This is what we're up against.
Look, I mean, you know.
Boo.
These people.
Man, fuck you, Bernie bros that can vote for fucking Hillary. You gave this guy a voice. Good for you. Thank you. Very nice.
My pussy. My pussy. My pussy. My pussy. My pussy.
You don't have what's his face? Is that commentary that one with
Dilly? No,
oh my
I don't.
God, that really is. I mean, God, he's such a colossal asshole. Damn, he's funny there. I mean, Trump.
It bothers me a whole lot that he's very
I
funny
know,
in that
I
segment.
Know. Trump or Bosch, motherfucker.
While that's going on, he's in the background going, drop it. Yeah. Drop it. Yeah. We've got a little follow-up here. We got just a couple of minutes left.
Crab diving follow-up.
This would possibly be a Faithless Friday, but the original story wasn't Faithless Friday because it has to do with current events that are less religious-y.
Oh, okay. How nice.
It was Coach Dave.
Fuck you.
You'll recall him
right.
with his hard-hitting opinions hard. On the royal family and Meghan Markle.
Oh, okay.
The black, half-black woman quote, poisoned the royal bloodline.
Yeah. Well, this is the weird thing, right? That all these right-wing nut job broadcasters had covered this so
they were
closely.
Way into it. I
really don't understand.
It's an authoritarian thing.
Why does it matter?
With royalty and rich white people.
There was the
audacity of a negress trying to insert her DNA into the beautiful, pristine bloodline. Of a bunch of sister and cousin fuckers from a few generations back.
Listen, I don't know how I feel. Listen, the royal family shit, that sounds insane. I will say, who gives a fuck? There's a lot of fucks to give about other things that are very important. You know, I don't know.
So, Coach Dave got a lot of backlash, apparently, for his racist bullshit. Saying that Meghan Markle poisoned the royal bloodline.
Why does he give a fuck, dude? Why in the fuck do you care? How is this on your goddamn radar, you lunatic?
So here, Coach Dave online. I can't see how many are in the huddle right now.
Roll Tide, Meghan Markle.
But here's Coach Dave's explanation.
Okay.
That his comment, Ryan, had absolutely nothing to do with race. What's wrong with you?
It's about bloodline, folks. Anglo-Saxon Protestant bloodline.
It's okay. You're not helping your argument. Saying something isn't racist by opening with Anglo-Saxon Protestant bloodline.
Imagine the shit he says when he's not on his show to people in his life. I mean,
so far I'm not convinced, are you?
Does he think this is racist, what he's saying, or?
It's about bloodline, folks. Anglo-Saxon Protestant bloodline.
Bam!
You with me?
Are you with me?
And so when Coach Dave says
I understand.
She poisoned the bloodline, that's not a racist comment.
It is, though. Yes, but it is.
Because you're saying she poisoned the bloodline with her half
blood. You know what? I think he's got
blood.
Me on this. He's got me on this because I don't know how to win that argument.
Poisoned is the verb that's the bad part.
You're saying
if he said
blood is poisoned.
She mixed. She added her blood. She enhanced the royal bloodline with her blood. That's fine. The verb we're having an issue with is poison.
And also the
He's
idea.
He's trying to make the case that it's science. But if you have pristine white Anglo-Saxon blood from people that fucked each other's cousins and sisters to stay in power.
He's applying that there's some sort of special power to this Meghan Markle blood that's fucking, this poisoning.
Well, yeah.
But it's not.
That's not racist.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so when Coach Dave says she poisoned the bloodline, that's not a racist comment.
Oh, God.
Why? Because Meghan Markle is part half black.
So he literally just said.
That doesn't help either.
It's not a racist comment.
Can you hit the buzzer? Where's the buzzer?
Because. Meghan Markle, it's because it's not racist at all. It's because she's half black. Oh, well, that makes it clear.
Buzzer.
Markle is part half black.
God!
How can we not see that? It's not racist. It's because she's half black.
I don't know. What are we supposed to do with that guy? How does the universe? Because, like, how do you argue that? It's you can't. It is racist though. But it is coach. It is racist, coach.
It's not. It's because she's half black.
Does anybody in the huddle say, you know, actually, coach?
Coach,
that is racist.
Well, yeah, black. By saying she's half black, you're mentioning her race, Coach.
You know what I would do in this moment? If this was a musical, this would be a song. Actually, Coach, that is racist. Boom, boom, boom. You can't use the verb poisoning.
So there you go, everybody. Coach Dave,
what a tremendous
with a follow-up and an explanation. That
it is Michael.
It has nothing to do with race.
Michael Savage.
It's because she's half black.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
And Michael Savage is saying, fuck these Yamas. You're fucking the Yamas.
And Michael Savage is blaming the people of Mexico's ancestors.
Right.
For bringing syphilis how did to it, Europe.
But how did is he saying the act of fucking a Yama creates syphilis?
Well, I mean, I guess. Those Yamas get around.
Geez, where did he get his PhD? I mean, where did he study? Good God, dude. Yamas.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank you very much.
It's
Monday, you know.
Flying fuck out of
right.
it. We're going to be back again tomorrow.
Yes. Unless global warming gets really fucking bad, then we won't be here. We'll be in the ocean or the Gulf drowning.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at the usual bat time, usual bat channel. Always available at your favorite podcasting application.
Oh, oui, oui.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website for his full schedule at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed day, everyone. We shall be back to do more of this bullshit tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Yeah, fuck Trump. I'm trying to find a clip to play.
Oh, yeah.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.